Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, if you guys like to cook outdoors, and you oughta, you should check out the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle. So this is a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge, reaching all the way up to 500 degrees. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Got the most rushing yards in Philadelphia Eagle history, been on two Super Bowl teams, Chiefs 2019, Bucks 2020, 12 years. Six-time Pro Bowler, going to get some Hall of Fame votes. Shady McCoy is now joining us here. He'll be on Speak for Yourself after as well. So camp starting a month. Were you a guy that was in shape going to camp or played yourself in shape?
I always like to pride myself on going into camp in shape. You know, I would train with Frank Gore. He was like my older mentor, and we would always train hard, and we'd go into camp in shape.
But you do need some hits to get that body ready for the season. You know, Sean McVay years ago said, I'm not playing my starters in the preseason. A lot of guys love that. But do you love that idea?
You know what's crazy, though? Like, when I was younger, I was like, man, I can't wait to be good and like a great player where I don't have to do training camp, you know, take some reps off. And even with the preseason, not playing a lot. But actually, when I started getting that treatment, I hated it because when I got to the real game, I was kind of rusty. You know, I would do probably like a serious, maybe some routes. I never really got the ball in preseason, really.
Right.
You know, so I think that affected my game once the real season started.
Yeah. You like your reps. You know, you played Josh Allen's fascinating to me. Because I remember Mel Kiper saying, he's one of the 10 most talented quarterbacks I've ever looked at. And that included Elway and Marino. But I watched them in college, and I watched him play Iowa and Oregon because I had heard about him.
Right.
And so I thought, I'm going to watch him. And he's bad.
Yeah.
And you were there for the first couple years of him. So everybody now always says, well, you got to give a quarterback 3 years because look at Josh Allen.
Right.
And to that I say, yeah, but I watched him his rookie year jump over people.
That's right.
So my thing is, if my guy's 6'6 and jumping over people, I'm giving him 3 years. Daniel Jones, I'm out by year two. So when you go back to the first year of Josh, were there moments, LeSean, where you were like, I don't know if it's going to work?
Just being honest, I was the first guy to stamp Josh Allen. He'll tell you this. When I see him in camp, I'm like, whoa, this guy, this kid is going to be something special. Maybe not this year. Maybe the next year or the third year, but Josh Allen's a special player. Just by his physique, when you see him, he's 6'5", he's big, he's strong.
And he's fast.
Yeah, and he's a competitor. He's so fast. Like, I can't even explain it because when we kind of got him, they were slowly, gradually, you know, bringing him on, giving him a small amount of reps. He was trying to learn the playbook, but when he got in there, right, even plays he might not do well, but you just see the flash, like, whoa, this kid is going to be special. You talked about his speed. He's strong and he hates to lose. He's probably the best out of the quarterbacks I've played with. He's probably the best in every sport. Sean McDermott would do these different like challenges, right?
Yeah.
If it's tug of war with the linemen pulling the ropes, if it's playing basketball jump shots, you know, just trying to bring like the camaraderie of the guys together, you know, build that bond. He would win all the time. And then when he didn't win, he was pissed off. You know, so Josh is the real deal, and I've been called that out, man. I've seen it since day one.
So you also played with an old Tom Brady, older Brady. Give me something also hyper competitive. I always said Brady may be the best pre-snap quarterback ever. Literally.
That's true.
Going to the line and saying, nope. I know exactly what's coming. They always said the way you can't beat Brady, but the way to hopefully was switch at the snap. And even then, Tom could, because Tom's taking that shotgun, he takes his eye off the defense for a quarter second to get the snap. But if Tom has taken the snap, that didn't work either. was it demanding to play for him?
Tom is just different, right? When I say this, I say Tom's the best player who's ever played the game. And a lot of my peers and the other athletes, like, how? He knows he plays defense. He's not super quick or he's this and that. Tom is the best because he's already playing the game. Like, we're playing the Giants, wherever it is. He's played that game 10 times before we played. I remember in the it was different for him or for me playing a quarterback like that because he was so well prepared. And it wasn't just enough for the starters, Mike Evans or Chris Godwin, to be prepared. No, we need the rookies to be prepared the same way as the starters. I remember when we played the Chiefs in the championship game, and, you know, normally, like, they gave us time off, right? Well, Tom Brady, he puts in the max text, like, the offensive skill positions, the running backs, tight ends, you know, wide receivers. And he's showing video of each cornerback, each safety. Oh, he's slowing his feet. He doesn't do well with bumping one man, or we can beat him with back shoulder passes. Each guy is giving him like 3-4 minutes. I'm like, we're in a separate group chat, like all the players, like, yo, did you see this? This dude is so prepared. He knows where he wants to go with the ball. When is the only thing that matters? And last point about the leadership, when the quarantine happened, right? And you had to be like sort of like the bubble, how the NBA had it. It was like the quarantine. And there was so many different rules that we had to abide by. And it was different.
Right.
And he had his own meeting and said, listen, I'm here to win, right? We can party and go to Vegas after this season, whatever you want to do. Gronk, if you want to go to Vegas, take your shirt off and do your thing in Vegas, cool. But right now, I need everybody to lock in. I don't need no coaches to talk about it. This is what we're doing. And if you can't abide by these rules of the quarantine to win a championship, the only goal that matters, then you can't be here. And when you see that, it's like he's bought in, so we're bought in. And he's just a different type of leader, athlete, and one. So like you talked about, just preparing and knowing where he wants to go with the ball before the snap happens, that's him.
So Tyreek Hill's not a member of the Chiefs, and I think they wanted him. I know Andy Reid pretty well.
Of course.
But in the end, 5 draft picks – and you get that financial freedom. That's a lot of picks for a receiver. For a quarterback, that's a lot of picks. I think Tyreek will flourish wherever he's at.
I agree.
But I think there's value in Kansas City saying, all right, we're going to bring in some new guys that you haven't seen on tape. I think they're going to be fine without him, or will they be?
I don't agree with that. Joey, I just think that Tyreek is a different breed. Like, if I had asked you, who can you compare him to in the last 10, 15 years, who would you say? There's nobody, right?
He's a field tilter.
I mean, he can play running back. He could do screens. He's different. So, now they have Andy Reid, right? Yeah. And they have Patrick Mahomes.
And you know Andy well.
Oh, my God. He's my favorite coach of all time. Andy's so smart. So, I'll say this. They'll still do well, right? They'll still be great. Andy Reid will find a way to replace Tyreek Hill. He did in Philadelphia, even with the Terrell Owens and other players. There's times where he's told me and Deshaun, hey, if you don't get your act together, right, I'll replace you. And, you know, so he'll find a way to replace Tyreek in some way, with maybe if it's more running the ball or more stuff for Kelsey, whatever it is, he'll find a way. He draws up things all day.
That's what he does.
That's his thing.
He sends those to me.
Man, listen, when I got to Kansas City, I come in there, I'm talking to him the next morning. I'm getting there early because I'm trying to learn the playbook. he's watching the old guys. The screen is like gray, white, black, white, and gray. The old films. The guys with the leather helmets. I'm like, Coach, what are you gonna do for this? The same play he actually did. They're in the backfield. And it's like
they stole it from a Rose Bowl in the 50s or something.
Right. So we actually did in the game. Anyway, so I say all that to say, Coach is so smart and he'll find ways. And also he has a guy like Patrick Mahomes. He talked about how he took plays that what Patrick did great in college, and he put that into his offense, right? Because all that going crazy, that's Andy Reid, but he likes to be, you know, the West Coast. That's like his main thing.
Sure.
But he put all that together to build Patrick. Now, Patrick is great, but to help him out, what makes him best? What's he do best? What's he do great? Let's put it together. So Andy Reid is a smart coach. They have enough talent over there. I just don't know if Tyreek Hill, because – he gets this credit for being fast, but he can play. He breaks tackles. He's strong.
Well, it's like Cooper. I always say with Cooper Kupp, jet sweeps. Put him in the slot.
That's easy. Come on.
Yeah, no, guys like Tyreek, the comp I use, although it's not the same comp, is that Cooper Kupp and Tyreek Hill are just, I almost put them under weapons.
They can do
when
anything.
You give McVay and Reed those guys, they're just weapons. That, I mean, the biggest play in the Super Bowl was that jet sweep where Cooper Kupp got the first down.
Yep, first
that's
down.
The biggest play in the game.
That's true, yeah.
Great stories today. LeSean McCoy, he's going to go over on Speak for Yourself here in about 25, 30 minutes, so tune in to watch him there. We love having you on. It's great seeing you again.
One thing.
Yeah.
I see all the stats. You forgot.
What?
Decade player. I got to put the decade on there.
What?
All decade team.
All decade team. Come on. Keep it on. Come on now.
You were on the all-decade team.
That's right. We got to let the people know.
Let the people know.
Joey knows what I'm talking about.
Great seeing you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. With no use of coatings, you can use metal tools to flip, press, and scrape without worry. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. Everything rusts, and nobody talks about it because they couldn't fix it until now. With Weber's new rust-resistant technology, your Weber will last for years. When used, our carbon steel griddle hardens and bonds the surface, reducing the ability for moisture to collect and rust to form. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. With the Weber Works Prep, Cook, and Store system, you can keep cooking and cleaning supplies handy, carry food and condiments from kitchen to the griddle, and even convert the side table into a prep station. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle. Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even Blood Orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Joey with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Yeah, you and Gronk. We're on the 2010 All-Decade team.
Yep.
We're talking about that yesterday. Well, Kyler Murray has caused some drama for the Cardinals this offseason. He's looking to sign a big extension as we get closer to training camp. Kyler has not come to terms on a new agreement. He did show up for minicamp, however, which is a potential sign of progress. Cardinals GM Steve Keim is reportedly taking his time on the deal, but he said last month, Kyler's our future and he expects to get a deal done sometime in the summer.
You know, owners have a big say in this too. So my takeaway is, and I don't have this sourced, but I think the Arizona Cardinals want to sign him, but you got to have the Bidwell family. There's a lot of things here. I mean, Green Bay doesn't have an owner. Jerry waited until the last second to sign Dak.
Yeah.
Kansas City signed Mahomes early. So these things all work out differently, right? Like, they're not all, it's up, sign him.
Well, I think that there remains some questions with some people about what Kyler is.
I know what he is.
I think they should get the deal done sooner rather than later. The longer that this stuff goes on, the worse it gets for the team every time. Because at the end of the day, no matter how you try and spin this, you're not going to find a Kyler Murray on the market.
Well, that, and I know what he is. My takeaway on Kyler is I didn't like all the public stuff. But, you know, Aaron does stuff public. Durant does. Whatever. Here's what I know about Kyler Murray. If you have concerns about the injury.
I don't have concerns about the injury.
But if you did, well, he's small, and you sign this contract, do you believe he'll still be a playmaker in 4 years? So you get 4 years of Kyler at six. I won't even give you 17 games, 14 to 15 a year. I would still sign him.
Well, that's my question is like, one, what is the replacement situation for it? So that's not there. And so many times when we talk about these quarterbacks and their deals, people are like, well, is he the future? Like, can you see him 10 years from now? 10 years from now?
10?
Or is there a planet 10 years from now? What do you mean? 3 years. We're talking about 3-year windows here. Like, let's be realistic about what you're building for.
Yeah.
You have had him for 3 years. The team has gotten better every single year he's been there. That's why you extended Cliff Kingsbury every single year. They have improved. Are there still questions? Do they need to finish the season stronger? Of course. But you're looking at a 3 to 4 year window. So if you sign him to a 4-year deal or even a 5-year deal, the fifth year, who cares? He'll be on the market somewhere. If you get 4 years of play out of Kyler Murray,
you're
high
fine.
Level, what are you talking about? It's a bad deal.
We do this all the time. It's
10 years from now. 10 years from now? What are you talking about 10 years from now? We don't even know there's a planet Earth 10 years from now.
Listen, I read stories. I'm going to be at a Motel 6 in Pluto in like
exactly.
With Elon Musk in like an hour and a half.
We're going to be fighting to get on ships 10 years. I mean, it just makes no sense. These are windows. You have windows. And for that matter, the team that you've constructed around him, you don't know what they're going to be in 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
So if you're in a win-now situation with the talent that you have, secure them, and then you can really start adding to it because you know what your budget's going to be.
I'll crush you for overpaying for good. But when you see great, I don't have a problem overpaying for great. The teams get into trouble. Overpay Steph Curry. You get into trouble if you decided to pay Kayvon Looney star money. That's where, you know, I'm not saying they would, but I'm saying
right. Sports,
you rarely get in trouble going, you know, we overpaid for Kobe. The trouble is when you overpay for the fourth best starter, and he's making number two or number one money.
Don't pay a BA money.
That's when you get crushed. Kirk Cousins paying him huge money, that worries me. I don't mind paying. I'm going to pay Russell whatever I'm going to pay
him.
But
also, even though Kirk Cousins is the definition of average, is an average starter in the league, that's what quarterbacks go for.
Yeah.
Like that is what a starting quarterback costs in the league right now. So to budget for that, plan for that. When you start your family, you got the kids, you got the wife, you got the jobs, you got the car. Like the next step is you get the house to raise the family in.
Yep.
Right? You budgeted for that. Get the house. What are you arguing about? It's weird to me that they don't budget for these things. So Mac Jones is entering his second season in the NFL following a 7-9 finish to 2021, where they missed the playoffs for the first time in since 2000.
Am I going to get more rumors about how great he looks at practice? Is that the story?
Yes.
Oh, God.
According to former...
Oh, come on. That's the story.
According to former Patriot Scott Zolak, Jones has had an incredible spring.
Oh, Lord.
And is even getting compared to, of course, you know who.
Oh, come on.
I've talked to three different people regarding this spring about this quarterback. Two personnel people, one player. They said, this kid had one hell of a spring. We're going to be pretty good with this kid. That means they trust him. I think they like the quarterback more than people think. Not that he's that advanced, but we trust this kid. Mm. He reminds us of the other guy.
From
X's and O's standpoint. Terminology, strategy. Belichick one-on-one with Mac Jones could be the guy that helps him ascend in year two and not regress. And that could be all the difference in the world.
All right.
Yeah. I want to be clear that he entered his second season after the Patriots finished outside of the playoffs,
right?
Because he was 10-7. Yeah, you know my rule: don't compare anyone to Tom Brady.
It's bad.
There's just there's one guy you're not allowed to compare anyone to. It's Tom Brady. Just don't do it. I liked what I saw from Mac Jones last year. I think he had moments. I don't trust anything the Patriots are doing, which is insane to say at this point. But like, their draft doesn't make sense. Their free agency periods don't make sense. I don't think Mac Jones is actually the question here with the Patriots. I think what Mac Jones is capable of, and if he has the right pieces around him, I think he can actually elevate a team. Like he did a good job.
He's fine, but this is a slow team offensively with no elite playmakers. They have a couple running backs I like. They have no elite playmakers anywhere on the roster.
He just sat here and told us how unbelievable and next level and incomparable Tom Brady is to anyone in the league. Why are you doing? Don't do that. I would be so mad. Don't call me Tom Brady. I'm not Tom Brady yet. So LIV Golf has been hurting the PGA Tour significantly since its start, taking a number of big golfers from the tour, most recently Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
Now PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan is speaking out against the golf series and how it is hurting the game of golf.
If this is an arms race, and if the only weapons here are dollar bills, the PGA Tour can't compete. The PGA Tour, an American institution, can't compete with a foreign monarchy that is spending billions of dollars an attempt to buy the game of golf. We welcome good, healthy competition. The LIV Saudi Golf League is not that. It's an irrational threat, one not concerned with the return on investment or true growth of the game.
I love being able to remain calm during situations, because then you can very clearly see the manipulation that is happening to the dum-dums.
Yeah.
Just take a deep breath, guys. This was a very specifically written document that he was reading. Very specific. For example, it's not in fact called the LIV Saudi Golf League. That's not what it's called at all. There is no Saudi in LIV Golf. It's just LIV Golf. It's a very strategic thing. I see what you're doing there. It's very, very smart. Arms race. Well, that sounds very
threatening.
Scary.
Arms.
Arms race. An American institution. Foreign monarchy. What are you talking about? This is golf. It is a golf tour.
Also, they're not trying to buy the PGA Tour. They're not trying to buy the Masters. They're just trying to buy seven big time golfers. They're not buying the PGA. They're not threatening the Buick Open or whatever you got out there. They're not buying the British or the Masters.
For that matter, if it was up to the PGA had the opportunity to allow those golfers to continue playing in the PGA Tour. They're the ones that drew the line in the sand.
That's right.
They're the ones that caused this arms race, this desecration of the American institution. I see it. When you can remain calm, you can see the manipulation that's happening. It's very easy to see. Yeah. And again, I don't blame golfers staying with the PGA, and I certainly don't blame golfers for leaving.
We're not blaming.
But to turn this into some sort of international scandal at the government level, where this is some, like, this is the deterioration of the American family or something, like, give me a break.
Yeah.
Have a root beer and relax, man.
Bottom line is the PGA blocked guys from playing in that tour. The players would have stayed and done the live tour. They would have done both.
Arms race. Yeah. I mean, it's so easy to make people hysterical because, I mean, there's just words you can throw into things that just make people's brains start melting.
You know what an arms race is?
Pouring out their ears.
People trying to keep up with this gun show.
You know what?
That's
I deserve that. I walked into that. Yeah, I walked into that.
All right, Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I've lost myself. I'm already in a beach somewhere.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. With no use of coatings, you can use metal tools to flip, press, and scrape without worry. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. Everything rusts, and nobody talks about it because they couldn't fix it until now. With Weber's new rust-resistant technology, your Weber will last for years. When used, our carbon steel griddle hardens and bonds the surface, reducing the ability for moisture to collect and rust to form. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. With the Weber Works Prep cook and store system, you can keep cooking and cleaning supplies handy, carry food and condiments from kitchen to the griddle, and even convert the side table into a prep station. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle. Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors Dippers love, mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, Fox Sports gambling analyst Jason McIntyre, straight fire with Jason McIntyre. We got to get to this stuff. NBA draft tonight. You love this.
I love it.
He loves.
I know you love it too, secretly.
Well,
yes.
No, but you are a college basketball denizen. You love this stuff. You're a maven. You love it. So we call it tomorrow's headlines today. Let's get to the headline for the first overall pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah, some gambling movement this morning threw some people off, but I'm telling you, it's a lock. Lock City, the headline will be number one locksmith. Magic finds key with Jabari. It's going to be Jabari Smith out of Auburn. Listen, he's a very good player. Think Chris Bosh, right? 6'10", can shoot threes, dunking machine.
Yeah.
Listen, if it were up to me, I probably wouldn't take him, but this is a 19-year-old, Colin. There's going to be like 3 years where he's like, is he that good before he pops? And listen, we both know Orlando's not going to be very good next year. They're going to be right back at the top drafting again, but Jabari Smith is going to go first overall. When the lottery was won by Orlando, he was plus money to be the number one pick, and I gave that out for Fox Sports. I wrote about it. Hopefully some people cashed. He's going one tonight. No drama at all at the top.
Tomorrow's headlines today. How about the number two pick? It's OKC.
Yes. Now, this headline's probably going to date you a little bit. I think Joy may like it. The headline will be Chet yourself before you wreck yourself. Chet Holmgren going number two to OKC. You know, OKC needs a big guy to block shots. Last year, Colin, they tried to get up and get Evan Mobley, the center who went
to
Cleveland.
Been terrific.
Who was awesome. And, you know, I've been saying this comparison of Chet Holmgren early in his career. People hate it. But think Brook Lopez, right? Three-pointers and awesome defense. You know, I know people think like Chet, oh, he's going to go post some people up. He didn't do that at Gonzaga in the WCC. He's a three-point shooter and a great help defender. OKC's got some guys, but I just don't think Chet's like that game changer who's going to lift him to 35 wins. You know, like LeBron comes to the league and is dominant. We're not going to see that from Chet.
Tomorrow's headlines today. What's it for the third overall pick in the draft?
This one I like a lot. I might be a fan of the Houston Rockets. The headline will be Houston makes withdrawal at the Banquero. Paolo Banquero. He's going to Houston. I love this, Colin. Paolo Banquero works out in Houston and like, 10 hours later, they trade their starting big guy, Christian Wood, to clear room so they can start Banquero. He's going to be an impact player.
Well, physically, he's an NBA player.
This is a man. You know, if you watch the NCAA tournament, he was dominant when they needed him. Tremendous games throughout. This guy is going to be your rookie of the year. You can take that to the bank right now. As soon as the odds come out, bet Banquero, rookie of the year. He's going to put up big numbers. Houston's going to have three studs under the age of 21.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough, but I like their future in Houston.
Yeah. Tomorrow's headlines today. How about the fourth overall pick? This is my guy, I think.
Oh, no. This is where the draft kind of pivots. I had Fran Fraschilla on my podcast this week, and he loves Jaden Ivey. Me, not so much. The headline will be Fortune Teller. Kings predict Keegan Murray is the man. Now, Keegan Murray is a kid out of Iowa. He was a late bloomer, Colin. He had one scholarship offer coming out of high school, so he goes prep. Look at this kid. He is dynamic. They didn't run really plays for him in Iowa, and he shoots 39% from deep, 23 points a game.
What a beautiful jumper.
And there are some stats in college hoops. Ken Pomeroy does the advanced numbers. Block percentage, steal percentage. He's a great defender. This is a guy who will probably learn behind Harrison Barnes for a year in Sacramento and then take over the starting job at small forward for a decade. I love me some Keegan Murray. Probably the most underrated top 10 guy. Now, he is turning 22 in August, and we know that they like to draft 19 and 20-year-olds. But I'm just telling you, Keegan Murray is stud in the making out of Iowa. I like him a lot.
Now, I don't know if he's a sleeper, but there's that kid, Shaedon Sharpe. So let's this is going to be interesting. So let's do tomorrow's headlines today. What do you make of him? Kentucky didn't play. Yes.
Well, the best story is he left high school in the middle of the year, goes to Kentucky, decides he's not going to play, but practices with the team, destroys Kentucky, best player on the court. The headline will be, oh, hell yeah, sharpest pick in the draft.
Wow.
New Orleans, we've bashed them a lot, right?
We don't bash them.
Oh, come on. They ruined the Zion Williamson stuff.
Oh, come on.
Got lucky to get in the playoffs when Paul George gets COVID and then Devin Booker gets hurt. They look good, and this kid's sharp. I mean, look at this grainy footage, right? I mean, where is this from? Is he from Canada? You know, in the Andrew Wiggins mold. But this kid, they're saying, like, he could be a little Anthony Edwards. Look at his body. I mean, this is a 19-year-old. He's built and ready for action.
Look at that.
I'm telling you, this kid is nice. The problem is, in some of these workouts out here in L.A., he didn't do well because he didn't play college basketball.
Sure.
And he's a young kid, so there is going to be a learning curve, but New Orleans doesn't need him. They got Zion coming back. I just think the upside is there for Shaedon Sharpe.
Yeah, they don't need him. They've got some front court guys.
C.J. McCollum, Brandon Ingram, they got a team, yeah.
All right. Tomorrow's headlines today, coming off their championship. What's the headline going to be for the Warriors' first pick in the draft?
Now, listen, I like the Warriors. You know I'm a Curry guy. Yeah. Can they go back-to-back? The headline will be Rich Get Richer. Warriors cash in with Jalen Williams out of Arkansas. I know you guys probably have no clue.
I saw them beat Gonzaga.
Okay, go on YouTube after this, Colin, and look up what he did. Everybody cuts it up. Jalen Williams had 15 and 12 against Timmy and against Chet Holmgren. He was a man, blocking shots, steals, taking charges. He led the SEC in charges taken. This guy will replace Kevon Looney for the Golden State Warriors because Looney's going to get paid. I'm just telling you, Jalen Williams out of Arkansas, he can shoot the three, tough player, smart player. I like him a lot. I think it's a good fit for the Warriors.
Well, you are, and you've always been, a huge advocate of college basketball. Yeah. You know what I like about this draft, J-Mac, is that it's not a lot of G-leaguers at the top.
No.
It's not international. Joy and I are for options. It's a lot of college kids. A
lot of college.
I like my guy coming out of college. He's been hard coached.
Yep.
He's had to be in the campus. He's had to sacrifice. Got a little academics in there. I like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, and next year's number one pick will definitely not be a college kid. The 7'3" new Kevin Durant, Victor Wembanyama. I just butchered his name. You'll look him up. He's on the internet. He's incredible. But
I know Joy's been watching him since he was 11.
Yes,
so,
of course. Yes, Big Vic, they call him. He's going to be number one Lock City in 2023 because, you know, we like to look to the future.
Well, you know, everybody's got a thing they love. Joy loves basketball, grassroots basketball. You, more than anybody I know, you love college
March
basketball.
Madness. I love to gamble on the NCAA tournament. If you follow at all, you can make a lot of money. I'm more of an NFL guy than anything, but I do love me some college hoops.
All right. Now, in a month, New York Jets. So just
listen, did you see the story that they are the most bet team in the offseason?
Well,
I mean, I know they had a good draft, but let's slow down a little
bit. Jets fans love suffering.
Yeah. Joy, by the way, so Zach Wilson, the quarterback, goes to the Yankees game last night, and he's there with his buddies, and you look at them and you're like, wait, which one is the Jets starting quarterback? Because he's the smallest guy in their crew. And I'm like, oh, Zach. Well, listen, I like Zach. I like the Jets. But I got to slow my roll a little bit on their prospects for next year.
I got to see that video.
Hey, he's better than Tua, Joy. I'll tell you that. That's a lock. Tua is terrible.
We'll
terrible.
Find out.
Hey, Tyreek Hill's got to pump up Tua because Tua's confidence is very low right now.
All right. Well, listen to this Jets guy.
Come on, Jets guy.
When it comes to investing in gold to safeguard your portfolio, try Legacy Precious Metals, 866-674-HERD, or visit legacypminvestments.com. And we also have different ideas about success. 130 years Midwest-based. Why don't you try Stifel Financial Advisors, STIFEL. All right, Joy's taking over the show tomorrow, more than capably. Good luck to you. She gets to talk about the draft tomorrow, and knowing my luck, Bradley Beal will be a Celtic by Tuesday, and I'm going to miss the whole darn thing.
No
Jason
way.
McIntyre, Ryan, Joy Taylor, Speak for Yourself is around the corner on a Thursday. It's the Herd.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.